Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Hello, and welcome to podcast number 117. Goodness me. Okay, let's get on with it. Now, whether you're on holiday or not, sorry those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, but up in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the summer holiday at the moment. Here is the puzzle of the month for your consideration.
I am thinking of three numbers. If I double them all, the mean stays the same. If I square all the numbers, the new median is 9. The range of the numbers is 7. The square of the product of the numbers is 144. What are the three numbers?
That's the Transom Puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Have a think. Make a plan. You have 1 month to figure it out. Send in your solution as soon as you can.
So, just like the lyrics of that little jingle say, if you get an answer, I would love to hear from you. Just drop me an email to podcast@transom.org. That would be great. Or even how your students solve it, maybe, if you've still got access to students during the summer holiday. Anyway, let's get on with some of the new activities that have been added to the Transom website during this last month. So first of all, Fraction Foundations. It's a brand new activity, and it's the most basic of all fraction activities on the website. So it's really the one to start with, I guess, for those learning fractions for the first time. But it also fits in nicely with the functional skills curriculum. A new help video has been made for the logarithms exercise. So that's in the help tab of the logarithms page. And for the links of all the things I'm talking about in this podcast, you can find them at transom.org/newsletter. They're all there. Okay, so there's a brand new animal records matching activity. So this is an interactive exercise designed to engage and challenge learners as they match animal records, that's like world records, the fastest land animal, the loudest creature in the ocean, and so on. The activity covers a diverse range of animal world records, each expressed with a value and a different measuring unit. So it requires estimating skills and a knowledge of the common units of measure. Give it a try yourself. See how many records you can match correctly. If you don't get it right first time, you can try again as many times as you like just by moving things around, using a bit of logic problem solving. And there's a number of levels, and you can earn a trophy for each one, of course. So using that same matching three things format, I then created the domain, range and asymptotes matching activity in response to a subscriber's request for resources on domains and ranges. So while Transom might not be able to offer the same variety of questions that you'd get in the textbook, because it's limited to the input format, the way that students type in answers to questions, it does make or give you a bit of variety, I guess, from working from the textbook all the time. So it could also work well as a pairs activity, providing the opportunity for discussion about domain ranges and asymptotes for those older students, of course.
You can find Transom Mathematics at www.transom.org.
Finally, to make the most of that matching software that I developed, I created a third activity focused on numeracy. It's called Products of Primes, and it will make a good challenge for those students learning the divisibility tests. Okay, so, as I've said before, some students at the moment are on their long summer holidays. And if so, why not send them a link to my collection of recreational maths activities so that they, if they have got spare time, which a lot of them will do in the summer holidays, in fact, some of them will get bored. Activities that are either recreational or will reinforce academic concepts and promote critical thinking. So the link is in the newsletter. Send it to your students, and even if only one student from your whole class takes up the challenge, that is better than not sending the link at all, I guess. So there you go. Holiday maths activities. Right, the Olympics are still on as I'm recording this, so don't forget there's an Olympic puzzle and ideas for investigations to work through in between watching the track and field events on the TV. So the link is in the newsletter, of course. Okay, the book I'm really enjoying at the moment is called A Year in Numbers by Kyle D. Evans. The book contains a fact for every day of the year, explained in a way that makes the facts easy to understand and very interesting. Do you know what fraction of the numbers 1 to 100 are prime? I'd never considered this before, so I was really surprised to find out that it's exactly a quarter. Did you know that? Anyway, that's an interesting question that students could be asked when they complete the Sieve of Eratosthenes activity. You know that activity that allows them to figure out what the prime numbers are by crossing out all the other multiples? Okay, the link is in the newsletter. There you go. A quarter of the numbers from 1 to 100 are prime. Exactly. Haha. Oh, I might never teach alternate angles again without telling the story of the calculation that so clearly and spectacularly made use of them. Eratosthenes, talking of this same guy again, measured the Earth's circumference around 240 BC by comparing shadows. So in the place that's now called Aswan, a well had no shadow at noon on the summer solstice, indicating that the sun was directly overhead. But in Alexandria, 800 kilometres north, a vertical stick cast a shadow showing the sun's rays hit at an angle of about 7.2 degrees. He reasoned that this angle corresponded to the arc between Aswan and Alexandria, which is 1/50th of a circle, because 7.2 degrees is exactly 1/50th of 360 degrees. So thus, he worked out the Earth's circumference is 50 times that distance, so 50 times that 800 kilometres gives you 40,000 kilometres as the circumference of the Earth, which is not far out. Finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was...
Pirate Pearl sits in a hidden cove counting her treasure of 50 dazzling precious stones of 3 distinct colours. There are more fiery red stones than cool blue ones, and more blue stones than verdant green ones. If you were to pluck 3 stones at random, the chance of picking one of each color is exactly 1/10. Can you figure out how many stones of each color there are?
The answer is 35 red stones, 8 blue stones, and 7 green stones. And the first correct answers were received from Marla, Leonard, Kevin, Farquad, and Rick. Thank you so much for sending in your solutions, and you can see some of the methods on the newsletter page, transom.org/newsletter. So have a think again about this month's puzzle, and if you can figure it out, send me your answer. I'd love to hear from you. But otherwise, that's all for now. Enjoy August. Oh, apart from to say, I was very proud of the mathematician who entered the Olympic weightlifting event. He excelled at lifting the average. Ah, Yeah, I know, not very funny. But there you go, the only maths Olympic joke I could come up with. Why?
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free. Or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.